I'm Zachary Turner. Scientists have predicted that if humans limit global warming to under 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, we can avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Carbon emissions from the combustion of fossil fuels are the primary culprit for rising temperatures. I bring you this report on the city of Charlotte's updated plans to cut carbon pollution. Folks gathered at the Innovation Barn near Plaza Midwood to hear Charlotte's Sustainability Office present proposed updates to the Strategic Energy Action Plan. The city is updating its plan to reach carbon neutrality in its fleet and facilities by 2030, a goal it's previously struggled with. Charlotte estimated its community-wide carbon pollution for 2023, and the city's first greenhouse gas inventory in 4 years. Overall, carbon pollution has gone down roughly 15% based on preliminary data. The update will also include a climate risk assessment to identify threats Charlotte residents might face as the planet warms. Those could include higher energy bills as hotter summers demand more cooling, or a more dangerous commute for bus riders who don't have sheltered stops. Orchid Chamblay said the presentation helped connect rising temperatures to some of the weather-related disasters that happened this year.
A tree fell on my car a couple months ago, and it was one of those storms that was only like 20 minutes, but affected my whole week.
The Sustainability Office will host a virtual meeting on December 17th, starting at 6 p.m. City Council will likely vote on the updates next March. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.